At Crosley Field in Cincinnati, Ohio, it's the New York Mets meeting the Cincinnati Reds. National League Baseball with the New York Mets is brought to you by Rheingold, New York's largest selling beer. What makes Rheingold New York's favorite? Maybe it's our Danish malt. Whatever it is, we must be doing something right.
Tonight's game is also brought to you by WGY, your sports station for the Great Northeast. WGY brings you the full schedule of Mets regular season games live from major league parks throughout the country.
Crosley Field on a chilly evening for baseball and the final Saturday night game between the Mets and the Cincinnati Reds here in Crosley Field. Starting pitchers for the game tonight, for the Mets, Bob Shaw. Strong arm right-hander, and he'll be opposed by Milt Pappas, who has been involved in a lot of discussion here in Cincinnati as he was involved in the trade that sent Frank Robinson, who will be the most valuable player in the American League and who has a chance to be the Triple Crown winner in the American League. Milt Pappas coming over with Jack Balsham and Dick Simpson for Frank Robinson. Pappas so far this year has a record of 10 wins and 11 losses, and Bob Shaw, pitching for the Mets, comes into this ball game with a record of 11 wins and 13 losses. The umpires are at home plate, and they're going over the ground rules, so we'll be back with the start of tonight's game and the lineups in just 1 minute.
This is Stuart Queen reporting from Washington. From the rock-lined promontories of New England's coastline, westward across the nation to the prairie country of the American Midwest, to the Great Divide in the Rockies, and westward again to the sequoias of California. This is America, where beauty and nature combine to make up the green lawns of our recreational playgrounds. All this belongs to you and to me. It's part of our heritage, this pride in natural beauty. You can walk the trails of the Appalachians, swim and fish the lakes and streams, and relax in the quiet desert splendor of the Great Southwest. These are the glories of this nation's natural beauty. The National Wildlife Federation wants you to learn more about beauty and nature. For free information, write the National Wildlife Federation, Department 44, Washington, D.C. That's the National Wildlife Federation, Department 44, Washington, D.C.
Well, the action in the National League still fast and furious. The Dodgers got beat by Chicago today, and the Dodgers' lead cut to 1.5 games as the Pittsburgh Pirates came from behind to defeat Atlanta. Pirates are in second place, 1.5 games back. The Giants won, so they are still in the race. They are 4 games back. And right here, the Mets battling against the Cincinnati Reds. The leadoff batter for the Mets will be Bud Harrelson, playing shortstop. Batting second and playing third base, Chuck Hiller. Batting third, playing second base, back in the lineup, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth and playing right field, Al Luplo. The fifth batter will be the center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth and playing first base, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh and catching, Bob Hawk Taylor. Batting eighth and playing left field, Danny Napoleon. And the pitcher, Bob Shaw, will be batting in the ninth position. The Mets and Reds have just about used up their schedule. They have played a total of 15 games. With this game and a doubleheader tomorrow left, the Reds have won 9, the Mets have won 6. And now the Reds take the field. Right here in Cincinnati, out of 6 games played, the Reds have won 4 and they have lost 2. And last night, Jim Maloney pitched a shutout against the Mets as the Reds won it by a score of 7-0. And now from Crosley Field, the four quarters will sing the national anthem.
Thank you.
rendition of the national anthem by the Four Quarters, and I guess you have to believe the stories that you read about inflation because five fellas were singing as the Four Quarters. The starting lineup for the Cincinnati Reds, Tommy Harper will lead off and play in right field. Batting second, playing second base, Tommy Helm. Batting third and playing in center field, Veda Benson. Batting fourth and playing third base, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth, playing first base, Lee May. Batting sixth in left field, Art Shamsky. The seventh batter will be the catcher, Don Pavletic. Batting eighth and playing shortstop, Leo Cardenas. And the pitcher, Mel Pappas, batting ninth. Mel just taking the mound in preparation to take his warm-up pitches. This broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of Rheingold Breweries, Incorporated, Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation, and the Sun Oil Company, and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Well, the temperature here at game time, somewhere around the 60-degree mark, and it's scheduled to get on down into the 40s a little bit later on. No wind at all blowing at this point. Outfield fences, 328 down the left field line, 383 in center field, 366 in the right field area, with it 360 in right center field. Check of the scores before this game in the National League. Pittsburgh scored five runs in the top of the seventh inning to win their ball game against the Atlanta Braves, 8-6. Winning pitcher was Steve Glass. The losing pitcher was Oliva. Benke, Bailey, Oliver, and Clemente home runs. Clemente's home run putting the Pirates in front by a score of 8-6. Cubs beat the Dodgers 4-0, a four-hitter for Ferguson Jenkins. It was his sixth win. He's lost seven. Losing pitcher was Joe Mueller. No home runs in that ball game. And the Giants in 13 won it by a score of 9-5 over the Houston Astros. Underway, St. Louis 3, Philadelphia nothing at the end of 2.5. Right now, we're all set to go. And the first pitch of the ball game by Milt Pappas is swung on and missed. It's strike one. The batter is Bud Harrelson. Bud batting from the left-hand side against the right-hander with an average of 203. And now the right-hander back again, and the pitch is swung on and missed again. It's strike two. So Pappas quickly out in front with a two-strike count. Harrelson has no home runs. He's driven in four. He has had 1 2-base hit and 3 3-base hits. Darren Johnson defensed in tight against him at third base, and a two-strike pitch is high. Darren Johnson at third base, Leo Cardenas at shortstop, Tommy Helms at second base, and Lee May. He spells his name M-A-Y, not the Lee May with the Atlanta Braves, and then later on with the Houston Astros. Now foul ball on the left side. The count stays at 1-2. Lee May at first base. In the outfield, Art Shamsky shaded near the foul line. In left field, very shallow. Veda Benson in center field, also extremely shallow. And Tommy Harper in right field. The catcher is Don Pavletic. One ball, two strikes, and Pappas back again. The pitch is swung on and foul tipped and juggled and caught by the catcher, Don Pavletic. So, the first man of the ball game, Bud Harrelson, struck out, and that brings up Chuck Hiller. Chuck, a left-hand batter, hitting .299 with two home runs and 14 runs batted in. And Milt Pappas with the first pitch to Hiller. It's a high slider, ball one. The umpires, Billy Williams behind home plate. Frank Desilan at first base, his second major league game. Tom Gorman at second base and Lee Wire at third. Next pitch is swung on and foul tipped, held on to by the catcher Pavletic. The count 1-1. Coaching at first base, Yogi Berra. And the coach at third is Whitey Herzog. Pappas leaning over to take the signs, now into the windup and back again. And the next pitch is foul tipped into the glove of Pavletic. Pavletic now has picked up 3 foul tips. One ball, two strike count. Bill Pappas, working, he's 27 years of age, 6'3", 195 pounds, lives in the same town as Jack Fisher in Maryland. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed, strike three, and a high fastball sends Chuck Hiller back to the bench. Two strikeouts in a row as Pappas pitches to his first two men in the ballgame, and it brings up Ron Hunt. Pappas lives in Timonium, Maryland. Last year he won 10 and lost 11. Should say that's this year's record, 10 and 11. He's 2-1 against the Mets. Last year he was 13-9 in the American League. Ron Hunt, the batter, and the first pitch to Ron is a breaking ball. It's outside a ball. Hunt batting .281 with three home runs and 32 runs batted in. And Pappas back with fastball. It's lined over the shortstop's head into the left center field for a base hit. So Ron holds at first base as the ball is fielded by Veda Pinson, and the Mets have the first base hit of the ball game and the first base runner. That'll bring up Al Luplo. Al, a left-hand batter, hitting .255. Al has had seven home runs this year and has driven in 31. And Pappas from the stretch position for the first time. His first pitch is a fastball high and tight. It's ball one. Pappas has been high so far in this ball game. He's a sinker ball pitcher and usually works down low. He had a lifetime record in the American League of 104 wins and 86 losses. 1-0 pitch is taken high again. It's ball two. Two balls, no strike. On deck batter, Cleon Jones. Mets saw a little hitting action against Jim Maloney in the first game of the series last night. Jim pitching a 7-0 victory. Mets got a total of five hits. Next pitch, a changeup. It's too low and it's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Maloney in the ballgame struck out 13. That's as high as he has gone in the strikeout record this year. His all-time high for a nine-inning ball game, 16. And he has struck out 18 in one game. That was a game against the Mets that went 11 innings, which he lost 1-0. Next pitch is called a strike, and the count, three balls and one strike. Ron Hunt at first base, being held there by Lee May. Ron bothered the latter part of the season with a series of injuries. He has a very short lead. Could be going on the pitch. He does not go, and the pitch is swung on and foul tip. Also held on to, and so Pavletic has had himself quite a night so far and foul tip. That's four that he has caught. Count at 3-2, and Ron Hunt will be a cinch to be going on this pitch. Two men away, we're in the top of the first, no score. Ron not being held on, the first baseman looking for defensive room, and the pitch is fouled off as Hunt is going, and the count stays at 3-2. Pappas has started off in workmanlike fashion. He has been throwing quickly, not wasting any time. Ron again back to first base, and Lee May is still back behind the bag looking for room, with a left-hand batter hitting. Outfield shallow all the way around. Now Hunt goes. The 3-2 pitch is hit deep to right field, high in the air, though, and going over with the room near the foul line is Tommy Harper, and the ball drifts into foul territory, out of play. So Hunt, who was already around third base, cuts across the diamond back to first base, still limping. And Al Luplo will have another shot at a 3-2 pitch. In case you haven't heard, the Cubs beat the Dodgers and Pittsburgh beat Atlanta and the Giants beat Houston. So it's a game and a half lead for the Dodgers, and they have a four-game lead over the Giants. Now again, the 3-2 pitch, and this one is fouled off again. Ball drifting out of play, and Al Lupo keeps the count going. In the American League, at the end of 4-0 score, Cleveland and Kansas City. Chicago beat Washington 6-2. Baltimore scheduled against the Angels out in California. Detroit beat Minnesota 8-1. And after 7 1/2 innings, the Yankees won, Boston nothing. Fritz Peterson working on that game for the Yankees. McMahon has relieved Jim Lomberg for the Red Sox. Now again, the 3-2 pitch, and this one's in fair territory. Popped up into shallow center field. Tommy Helms backpedaling and making the catch to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, a man left on base, and the score after one half inning. The Mets nothing, the Cincinnati Reds coming up.
The National Safety Council presents its president, Howard Pyle.
The average American works hard and enjoys playing hard. We revel in our recreational hours and find much pleasure in excelling at competitive sports. Unfortunately, the accident frequency rates that too often spoil our fun indicate that many of us haven't learned one of the basic fundamentals of having fun. That is that the safe way is the right way. To be sure, there are calculated risks in sport, and the National Safety Council has no desire to be a spoil sport. Enjoy life and make it even more enjoyable by doing it safely. The rules are simple enough. Reasonable care and protective equipment will help you get a full measure of trouble-free enjoyment from your recreational activity.
The bottom half of the first inning, the Mets did not score in the top half of the first, and the Reds are now coming up. They'll have Tommy Harper, Tommy Helms, and Veta Vinson as their first three batters. On the mound for the Mets is Bob Shaw. Some college football finals. Army beat Boston College 14-0. Ohio State beat TCU 14-7. Missouri beat Illinois 21-14. Princeton over Rutgers 16-12. North Carolina defeated North Carolina State 10-7. And Michigan State winning 42-8 over Penn State. Georgia Tech beat Vanderbilt 42-0. Tommy Harper, the first man up for the Reds, the right-hand batter with an average of .273. Tommy has hit 5 home runs and he has driven in a total of 27. And Bob Shaw with a record of 11-13, and the first pitch is hit deep to short, picked up by Harrelson, but his perfect throw is too late. Bud making a fine play to even get the ball to first base. So Tommy Harper starts off with an infield hit, and he can fly down that line. He leads the club in stolen bases. And the Reds have their first hit of the ball game. Harper has 27 stolen bases this year. So the Mets have to worry about the fact that he might be going. The batter is Tommy Helms. Tommy batting .288 with 9 home runs and 47 runs batted in. And Bob Shaw in the set position. His first pitch is a curveball. It's too high for a ball. Shaw, 33 years of age, 6'2", 190 pounds from Jupiter, Florida. He is 10-9 with the Mets this year, coming over to the Mets from San Francisco, where he had a 1-4 record. Against the Reds, he has 1-1 and lost none this year. Lifetime against Cincinnati, he is 2-5, and the next pitch is popped up in the shallow center field. Cleon Jones moving in, and Cleon makes the catch, and Tommy Harper, who was halfway down toward second base, goes back to first. Mets get their first out here in the bottom half of the first. That brings up Veta Vinson. Veta had his 16th home run in last night's ball game in the first inning. The Reds scored 6 runs in the first inning when they beat the Mets 7-0 last night, knocking Dennis Ribbon out of the box. Tommy Harper with a pretty good-sized lead. He's going, and the pitch is outside, dropped by Hawk Taylor, and Tommy Harper has a stolen base. That is his 28th stolen base this year. Mets catcher is Hawk Taylor. At first base, Ed Crane. Poole. At second base, Ron Hunt. At shortstop, Bud Harrelson. At third base, Chuck Hiller. Danny Napoleon in left field, Cleon Jones in center, Al Duplo on right. Now a swing and a miss on a breaking pitch, and the count evens out at 1-1. Indication by Bill Williams, the ball was foul tipped. Benson batting 290 with 16 home runs and 75 runs batted in. He's had 32 two-base hits. And the next pitch to the left-hand batter is a curveball hit down to second. Ron Hunt moves to his right. He has the ball, fires to first base in time for the out there as Tommy Harper moves over to third. 2 minutes away for the Mets in the bottom half of the first, no score. And the batter coming up is Darren Johnson. Darren back in the lineup after being out for 4 days. His average now up to 260, and he has driven in 79 runs after a very slow start. He's hit 24 home runs. Right-hand batter playing at third base. Pete Rose is out of the lineup with a jammed hand. First game that he had missed in a long time was last night. First pitch is too low, and it's called a ball. Pete had played in 339 consecutive games for the Reds before missing last night's game. He had 26 in 1964, played in all the games in 65, 162, and had played in 151 this season. Frank McCormick holds the all-time record for the Reds of games played in consecutive succession, if that's the way to put it, 652. Next pitch is grounded outdoors to shortstop, Bud Harrelson. He has the ball near the bag. It's thrown to first base, retires aside. So, both sides with two big innings, no runs, one hit, no errors, one man left. And the score at the end of one, the Mets nothing, the Reds nothing. Well, we'd like to remind you that the Mets are coming home for 5 remaining games at Shea Stadium. They'll be playing Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon against the Cubs, and then play Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon against Houston. On September 27th, Tuesday night, the Mets will have Cleon Jones in the Mets fan club room. On September 30th, it'll be Bob Shaw, and October 1st, Al Loophole. That's the Friday night game with Houston with Bob Shaw, and the Saturday night game with Al Loophole. For tickets to the Mets Fan Club room, just write to the Mets Fan Club, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York, or you can pick them up at any Mets regular ticket outlet. And if you'd like to do this, it'd be a nice idea, bring a used toy, not a broken one, a used one, and the Lady Met Club will see that it gets to a needy child the name of the player that you are visiting. The Philadelphia Phillies have scored 5 runs in the bottom half of the third, and they have taken the lead away from the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 5-3. Al Jackson working for the Cardinals with a record of 13-13. Jim Bunning going for the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies will be very much involved in the National League race in the coming week, playing against the Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Francisco Giants. Cubs beat the Dodgers 4-0. They have 8 games left. They lead by a game and a half. Pirates beat Atlanta 8-6. They are a game and a half out with 7 games left to play. Now it's Milt Pappas to start off the second. His first pitch to Cleon Jones is outside for a ball. No score in the ball game. Each side with a base hit. Cleon, a right-hand batter with an average of .274. Next pitch is hit down toward the first base side. A great play on it by Lee May. He falls to the ground and then comes up throwing to get the man at first. Ball was between Lee May and the foul line. He made a diving catch of it, slid on the ground to come up with it with a one-hand play, and then from a sitting position made the throw to Milt Pappas, covering at first base against Cleon Jones in time. Well, so far, the best play of the game is Cleon Jones is out. That brings up Eddie Cranepool. Cranepool, a left-hand batter, has hit in five consecutive games. He has an average of 253. And the first pitch is a fastball over at the knees, just above the knees. It's called a strike. Cranepool, with 15 home runs, leads the club in that department. And he has driven in 54. Ken Boyer leads the club in RBIs with 61. Now, a swing and a miss at strike two. No score in the game. One away, we're in the top of the second. Giants won the day. It took them 13 innings. They scored five runs in the 13th. They won it by a score of 9-5. They're four games back. Next pitch is popped up in foul territory. Darren Johnson has room for it. He moves over near the stands and makes the cut. Now, with two men out, the batter will be the catcher, Bob Hawk Taylor. Giants are four games out with eight games left to play. Willie Mays in that ball game hit a home run in the ninth inning for the man on. His 35th and 540 in his major league career. Hawk Taylor, a right-hand batter with an average of 123. And Milt Pappas gets a strike with his first pitch. High fastball in there. Hawk has had some timely hits, one of them being a grand slam home run this year. That came as a pinch hitter, the first one the Mets have ever had. Now a slider that is just outside, the count 1-1. Well, the Yankees have won their game with the Boston Red Sox, a fine 1-0 shutout by Fritz Peterson. His record now 12-11. Slider hit out toward right field. A long run for Tommy Harper, but he has the speed to get to it, and he makes the cut. That retires the side. A 1-2-3 inning for Milt Pappas. And the score at the end of 1.5 innings, the Mets nothing, the Cincinnati Reds nothing. Now here's a word from Rheingold.
I'm back, Suzanne. I don't know the reason. I can't tell you why. More people like Rheingold's beer extra dry. But we must be doing something. Yes, we must be doing something right. Yes, we must be doing something. Woo! We must be doing something right. We're diddling, dibble, dibble, bump, dibble, dibble, bump, dibble, dibble. Pour me another mug of that Rheingold exercise here. Woo! Yes, we must be doing something. Woo! We must be doing something right. Rheingold.
Moving now to the bottom half of the second inning. No score in the ballgame as the Mets play the Cincinnati Reds here on Saturday night. And while we wait for Bob Shaw to complete his warm-up pitches, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Your station for sports in the great Northeast, WGY Schenectady. The smoothest sound around.
Ralph Kiner, along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Crosley Field. Lee May will lead off for the Reds here in the bottom half of the second. Lee playing at first base, a right-hand batter with an average of 262. And Bob Shaw, who has given up one hit, starts off the second with a curveball that's inside for a ball. Tommy Harper beat out an infield hit as the first batter in the ballgame for the Reds in the first. He stole second base. Got as far as third in the ground ball to second base by Veda Pinson, but was left there as Darren Johnson grounded out to short. Now the next pitch to Lee May. Line to left field. Charging quickly is Danny Napoleon, and he makes the catch. That ball well hit, but right at Danny Napoleon as he came in quickly on the line drive for the first out here in the second against the Reds. That brings up Art Shamsky, who has done something that few do in the major leagues. He has hit four consecutive home runs and four consecutive appearances at the plate. Two of them came as a pinch hitter. He has not played in the regular lineup, but has batted 19 home runs over the wall. His average, .227. A left-hand batter in the first pitch gets by Hawk Taylor. Fastball outside. It's ball one. Shamsky has driven in 41 runs. And this is his 90th game this year. He's been a bat only 216 times. No score in the game. One man out, bottom half of the second. Shaw back again, and this time a slider is hit down the third of the check swing. Picked up by Chuck Keller, the throw to first base is in plenty of time for the out. Shamsky trying to hold up, got enough with the bat on the ball to ground out to third. Now with 2 men away here in the bottom half of the second, the batter will be the catcher, John Pavletti. Don batting .294. Don has alternated behind the plate with Johnny Edwards, and Don has had himself quite a year compared to John. John has had an off year this year. The first pitch by Shaw, fastball over the inside corner, it's a strike. Johnny Edwards has batted .192 this year with only 6 home runs. His last season's effort was a .267 year. Athletic has hit 11 home runs with a .294 average. Now Shaw back again, and the pitch is hit foul to the right side off the end of the bat. So Bob picks up a strike. The count goes to 0-2. 2 men away. We're in the bottom half of the second. No score. Each side with a base hit. Tommy Harper with a base hit for the Reds, and Ron Hunt with a base hit for the Mets. Mets have won 61 games this year. The Reds have won 73. The Reds were picked to be one of the top clubs in the National League at the start of the season. Many, many days have gone by since then. And now Pavletti goes down as the fastball is right over the top of his head. 1-2. Don Hefner was the starting manager for the Reds. He's been replaced by Dave Bristol, who was his third base coach at the start of the season. Dave, a minor league director in the farm system for the Reds for many years, never got as high as Major League Baseball as a player. In fact, the highest he ever played was Class B ball. And his first shot in the major leagues as a third base coach and now as a manager. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Tight arm slider outside. It's off the glove of Hawk Taylor, and it goes on by. And the count goes to 2-2. When the Reds were in New York City the last time, on our pregame show on television, I asked Dave Bristol if he had had a contract offered to him for next year, and he said no, but he intended to have one offered, but would be very disappointed if he didn't. Here's a 2-2 pitch. It's grounded out to third. Chuck Keller has a two-hopper. He handles the hop, throws the first base to retire the side. So a 1-2-3 inning, and this game a duplicate all the way down the line for both pitchers. And the score at the end of 2, the Mets nothing, the Reds nothing. Now let's take a good look at the scoreboard. Pittsburgh defeated Atlanta by a score of 8-6. They scored 5 runs in the top of the 7th. The winning pitcher was Steve Glass. Pete Mickelson picked up a save in the ballgame. Olivo was the losing pitcher. Menke, Bailey, Oliver, and Clemente home runs. Clemente's 27th home run of the year put the Pittsburgh Pirates in front by the score of 8-6. The game was tied up on a double by Gene Alley, the shortstop. He scored ahead of the home run by Clemente. At the end of 3.5 innings, Philadelphia 5, St. Louis 4. Nelson Bryles pitching in place of Al Jackson for the St. Louis Cardinals. Jim Bunning, the starting pitcher for the Phillies. The Cubs beat the Dodgers 4-0. The winning pitcher was Ferguson Jenkins. His record now 6-7. He pitched to 4 hitters. And Joe Mueller was the losing pitcher. San Francisco scored 5 runs in the top of the 13th. They beat Houston by a 9-5 score. The winning pitcher was Bob Pretty in relief. Mays had his 35th home run in the 9th inning with a man on, and Zachary was the losing pitcher in that ball game. Giants are in third place, still in the race, 4 games back, and Pittsburgh, by winning, Picking up a full game in the Dodgers, they trail by a game and a half. In the American League, at the end of four, no score. Cleveland against Kansas City. Louis Tion pitching for the Indians against Lindblad. White Sox beat Washington 6-2. The winning pitcher Pizarro in relief. The losing pitcher McCormick. King a home run in the eighth with no one on. Baltimore scheduled against the California Angels out on the coast. Detroit beat Minnesota 8-1. The winning pitcher was Wickersham. The losing pitcher was Merritt. Cash a home run in the sixth with two men on. And the Yankees beat Boston 1-0 as Fritz Peterson picked up the win. Now Danny Napoleon, the leadoff for the Mets here in the top of the third. And the first pitch by Milt Pappas is called a strike. In that Yankee game, Jim Lomberg was the losing pitcher. And there were no home runs. Boston getting six hits and the Yankees getting four. Now a hard smash by the first baseman in the right field by Napoleon, a base hit. And he stops at first base as Tommy Harper sends the ball in. And the Mets have their second base hit in the ballgame. That brings up Bob Shaw. Today, when you pull the tab of the new Rheingold Extra Dry Chugger Mug, the top comes off with a hiss that sounds like the good Rheingold flavor inside. 6 12-ounce mugs to the carton, and you'll find them in the Chugger Mug display at your local store or tavern. Bob Shaw, right-hand batter, batting 250, and the Reds looking for the bunt. First pitch is taken low and away, and it's ball one, and Bob Shaw was out the bunt. Bob has had 13 hits and 52 times up. He's driven in two runs. No score on this one. It's the top of the third, no one out. Mets with a runner at first base. Now the next pitch is called a strike, and that evens the count of 1-1. Darren Johnson, the third baseman, right on top of Bob Shaw, no more than about 20 feet away when the pitch arrived at the plate. Also charging from first base is Lee May. Now Milt Pappas sets up again. And Shaw does not bunt this time. He swings away, but he misses. It's strike two. Counted 1-2. Pappas with a breaking pitch, picking up his second strike. Now Pappas sets again. And his next delivery is bunted high in the air, foul, back of home plate, and that'll go as a strikeout. Two-strike try and a bunt, foul off, is scored as a strikeout, a put out for the catcher. And it brings up Bud Harrelson. That is the third strikeout for Mel Pappas. He struck out his first two batters, now has picked up his third. Harrelson striking out his first time up. Batting now for the second time. Left-hand batter, and Darren Johnson is again right on top. Very close to third. And the first pitch is fouled off at strike one. Bud, with his one time at bat in this ballgame, having his average at the 200 mark. Bud has been at bat 75 times with 15 base hits. Danny Napoleon is on at first base. One away. We're in the top of the third. There's no score in the game. And Milt Pappas back again. And the pitch is fouled off again. Strike two. Two-strike count on Bud Harrelson. Bud in his first season in the major leagues, coming up from Jacksonville. Switch hitter. And his two-strike delivery is outside. A fastball missing high and away, and it's 1-2. Well, one of the things that any major league ball club looks for is a young shortstop that can play in the major leagues for a long period of time. That's the nucleus of a fine ball club. Napoleon is running. The pitch is taken high. The throw to the shortstop is in time, and Danny Napoleon is thrown out. Leo Cardenas covering that second base, making the tag. That was Danny Napoleon's first try at a stolen base, and he was thrown out in a fine, quick throw by Dime Pav Buddy. The count now 2-2 on the pitch to the tied away. And at 2-2, Pappas comes back high again, and the count fills out the 3-2. The Mets club leader in stolen bases is Cleon Jones. He has stolen 16 out of 23. Behind him is Bud Harrelson, who has stolen 7 out of 7. He grounds the next pitch down toward third base. Darren Johnson picks it up, fires over to first base, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. And the score after 2.5 innings, the Mets nothing, the Reds nothing.
That's Bugles and Drums, and you'll hear that each evening Monday through Friday at 5:45 on WGY when I bring you Spotlight on Sports, the only full 15-minute radio program in the area devoted exclusively to sports news of the day. This is Bill Carpenter inviting you to hear Sports Spotlight each day and to tune in Mondays and Thursdays at 7:05 p.m. for two new programs of auto racing news, Northeast Racing Roundup on Mondays and Speedway Highlights on Thursdays. And these programs are only part of WGY's extensive and intensive coverage of sports. Monday through Friday at 6:15, horse racing fans will like Howard Tupper's Track Talk. Golf enthusiasts will enjoy Bill Edwardson's Golf Talk on Thursdays at 6:35 p.m. with questions from golfers and answers from pros. All this, plus Mets baseball and national sports coverage from NBC on WGY, your reliable station for sports in 26 counties of New York and New England.
We're going to the bottom half of the third of a scoreless ball game. First man up will be Leo Cardenas for the Cincinnati Reds here in the third. Leo batting against Bob Shaw, who has given up one hit, allowed no runs. The base hit going to Tommy Harper as the leadoff batter in the ball game. And the first pitch to Cardenas is a breaking pitch that swung on a strike. Cardenas batting 256 with 19 home runs and 79 runs batted in. He'll be followed by Milt Pappas and then back to Tommy Harper. And Bob again back, and the one strike pitch is inside. 1-1. At the end of four, the St. Louis Cardinals trailing Philadelphia 5-4. Philly's getting 5 runs in the bottom half of the third. 1-1 delivery is again a breaking ball, and this one misses outside. 2-1. Al Jackson started that game for the Cardinals. Came in with a record of 13 wins and 13 losses. Nelson Bryles is now pitching. Fox has taken over for Jim Bunning, who was the starting pitcher in that ball game. Jim with a record of 17 and 12. The 2-1 pitch is again a breaking ball and again outside. And that puts the count at 3-1. Pittsburgh Pirates go to Philadelphia to play on the 26th, 27th, and 28th, and then finish up at home against the Giants on the 30th, the 1st, and 2nd of October. That means that Jim Bunning will be available for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here's a 3-1 pitch, fouled away, and the count goes to 3-2. Pirates have one more game left with Atlanta prior to going to Philadelphia. The Dodgers have one more game left at Chicago. Sandy Koufax is going tomorrow on that one. Then they play the St. Louis Cardinals, a 4-game set starting on the 26th, and finish up against Philadelphia on the 30th and 1st and 2nd. The Giants have one more game left at Houston, then go to Atlanta for 3, and then finish up with Pittsburgh. 3-2 pitch is fouled off, and the count stays at 3-2. So it's going to be rather interesting as we follow the National League pennant race right on down to the end. Dodgers in front by 1.5 games. The Giants are in third place behind the Pirates, 4 games back. Now 3-2 again, the pitch, and it's lined into right center field for a base hit. Coming over is Al Lupo to head it off, and Leo Cardenas stops at first. So the hits are all even now at 2 apiece as Cardenas comes up with 1 with no one out here in the bottom half of the third, and that brings up the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Milt's batting 100 this year with 7 hits and 70 times up, but he's had one home run and has driven in 2. Vern Benson, the third base coach, talking to him before going back to the batter's box. Whitey Wittleman's the coach at first base for the Cincinnati Reds. And Whitey has put on a pound or two since he was a player. In fact, he tips the field a little bit that way. Now the first pitch to Pappas as he squares out the bunt, and it's low and outside for a ball. Whitey at one time an infielder, and then a utility infielder, and then a pitcher. Hard-working coach for the Cincinnati Reds. Pappas again squares out, and the ball is bunted back to the mound. Bob Shaw looks at second, goes there, in time for the out. The throw to first base is in time for the double play as Ron Hunt covers it first. Fine play going from Bob Shaw to Bud Harrelson and then on to Ron Hunt. And now, evidently, there is a change in the decision as the home plate umpire comes walking out toward the second base umpire, Tom Gorman, and we're going to have some sort of a rhubarb going on here. Bill Williams coming all the way out from home plate, and now everything's called off. So no rhubarb as far as the Mets are concerned, but now Whitey Wiedemann has something to say to Billy Williams. Bill Pappas didn't leave the box in quick form. The only thing that I can think of that might have happened is the fact that he might have thought his bat was tipped as he was swinging at the ball, or actually bunting at the ball. Or there is a possible chance that there was some interference on the play, at least the Cincinnati Reds think so. Dave Bristol is now arguing with Billy Williams. But the way it stands now, it's a double play, and two men are away. The batter will be Tommy Harper. Bristol still talking with Billy Williams. So Bob Shaw on this cool evening continues to throw some extra pitches, and now Tom Gorman is being called in again by Billy Williams. Looks like there might be a little bit more going on than we can actually see right now. Dave Bristol persisting. And now Billy Williams calling Tom Gorman, who is the crew chief of this group out here tonight, in for discussion. Wes Westrum is starting to come out of the dugout now to protect his position. Lindsey Nelson points out a third possibility that Bill Pappas might not have been in the batter's box. But that would have really nothing to do with it unless Billy Williams called time. Now the Reds are leaving the field. And we have no runners on base, so a double play. Evidently, Tom Gorman explained it to Billy Williams' satisfaction and also Dave Bristol, because Dave has gone back to the dugout. Two men away. And the batter's Tommy Harper. Tommy beat out an infield hit his first time up. That raised his average up to 275. Still no score in the ball game. Bottom half of the third. And Bob Shaw with his first pitch to Tommy Harper. A high fastball, ball one. Hawk Taylor going back out halfway to the mound to talk to Bob Shaw before coming back to give out the sign. One ball, no strikes. Shaw now back to work, and the curveball is too high for ball two. For more football scores, Colgate beats Columbia 38-0. UCLA beats Syracuse 31-12. Notre Dame beat Purdue 26-14. Air Force Academy 10, Washington 0. SMU 21, Navy 3. And now the 2-0 pitch looked at for a called strike. Two balls and one. Kansas City scored a run in the bottom half of the sixth off of Lewis Tion. They lead 1-0 after six. Lindblad pitching for the Athletics. Right here, no score. Two men out, bottom half of the third. And the 2-1 pitch. A changeup that's popped up. The first baseman, Eddie Cranepool, coming down the line into foul territory. And Eddie makes the catch and that retires the side. No runs, one hit. No errors, a double play and a bunt, and no one left on base. And the score at the end of three, the Mets nothing, the Reds nothing. Now here's a word from Rheingold. Out of the top of the fourth inning of a fine pitcher's duel between Milt Pappas and Bob Shaw. Now for the play-by-play, Lindsey Nelson.
Thank you very much, Ralph Tanner, and hello, everybody. It's Chuck Hiller coming up to lead off now for the New York Mets. Chuck Hiller has been up one time, and he struck out swinging. No score in this ballgame. Bill Pappas winds and fires, and the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Ron Hutt waiting on deck. Inside for a ball. One to Hiller, nobody on and nobody out. It's Milt Pappas, winds and fires. Here's a swing and a foul ball back into the seats and out of play. So it is one ball and two strikes. The hits are all even in the game at two each. Milt Pappas trying to get his record for the season up to 500. He has won 10 and he has lost 11. Pitch is swung on and missed, and Hiller again is a strikeout victim. That's four for Pappas. That brings up Ron Hutt, who has been up one time and had a base hit. He had the first Met hit in the top half of the first inning. Ron Hutt back in the Met lineup tonight at second base, with Chuck Hiller having been moved over to third for the night. Pappas pitches a check swing ground ball back to the mound, backhanded by Pappas and tossed on over to LeMay. Hutt has grounded out. Two away, nobody on base, and Al Luplo is coming up. He's been up one time and he popped out to second base. Cincinnati Reds with the same defensive alignment that they had on the field last night, with the exception, of course, of the pitcher. Jim Maloney went all the way to get the win last night. Now Pappas with the pitch to the left-hand batter. He swung on and popped up to the right side. At second base, Tommy Helms is there, pounding the glove, and he makes the catch. So the side is out in order. In the top of the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. The score at the end of 3.5 innings is Mets nothing and the Reds nothing.
Hear that? Guess who it is? It's an American citizen dancing for joy about the new higher interest rates on United States savings bonds. Now, U.S. savings bonds earn 4.15% interest when held to maturity. Over 4% return on savings bonds. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, it's true. Your money couldn't be safer if the FBI patrolled it day and night. And yet, bonds bring you 4.15% in return. The new higher interest rates apply to new bonds you buy or to those you now hold for their remaining period to maturity. Get in step. Buy U.S. savings bonds where you work or where you bank. They're safe. They pay over 4% interest and...
Fourth inning, and Tommy Helms is up to lead off for the Cincinnati Reds, playing second base these days in place of Pete Rose, who is out with an injury. A playing hand sustained last Tuesday, sliding into second base against the Chicago Cubs. Pete Rose is in the press box tonight, watching the ball game. There's a high hop of the third, taken by Hiller, and he sidearms on to Crane pull in time. There's one away. Tommy Helms swinging on the first ball pitched in the inning by Bob Shaw. Vader Fenton is the batter. He's been up one time and he grounded out second to first. A doubleheader here tomorrow between the Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here's the pitch to the left-hand batter. Bunted up into the air to the mound, and it's taken by Bob Shaw right there. So Vader Fenton trying to bunt his way on. Instead, has popped it up to the pitcher on the bunt. Two away. Now Darren Johnson. He's been up one time, and he grounded out short to first. Pitches in for a called strike. Darren Johnson, right-hand power hitter, hitting cleanup in the batting order for the Cincinnati Reds. Shaw dips into the fluid windup and the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike two to Darren Johnson. Bob Shaw has struck out none and walked none. The totals to this point are identical. The Mets, no runs, two hits, no errors. The Reds, no runs, two hits, no errors. Now the two-strike delivery, and it's blown away for a ball. One and two. Now the 1-2 offering. Hit on the ground towards third. Charged by Hiller. Gets a big hop. Guns it across in time to get Darren Johnson. Bob Shaw sets the Reds down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score at the end of four full innings is the Mets nothing and the Reds nothing. Well, you can get tickets for the five remaining home games of the New York Mets at a wide variety of convenient ticket locations. The advance ticket window at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week, 8 to 6 on weekdays, 9 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. In Manhattan at Grand Central Station, the Mets ticket office is at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. Open weekdays 8 to 6, Saturdays 8:30 to 4. In Manhattan, Macy's at 34th Street and 7th Avenue, there is a Met ticket office on the main floor near the 7th Avenue entrance. And for Long Islanders, there is a Met ticket office at Macy's and Huntington, Long Island in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center, open during regular store hours. Reservations for box and reserve seats may be made at all Howard closed stores during regular store hours and also at any branch of the manufacturer's Hanover Trust Company during banking hours. Tickets may be obtained by mail by writing ticket manager Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York, box seat 350, reserve seat 250, add 25 cents to each order to cover mailing costs. We pause now for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Your station for sports in the great Northeast, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, Ohio. And that's nothing, and the Reds nothing as we go to the top half of the fifth inning, and Cleon Jones is up to lead off for the Mets. Cleon's been up one time, and he grounded out, pitcher to first. Cleon is a right-hand batter facing right-hand pitcher, Milt Pappas. Mets in for a called strike. At Tiny Mac Stadium in Philadelphia, going to the top half of the sixth inning, it is the Philadelphia Phillies 5, the St. Louis Cardinals 4. Al Jackson started for the Cardinals. Nelson Brown's relieved in the third inning. Jim Bunning started for the Phillies, and Terry Fox is relieved in the fourth inning. Now Pappas with a strike one pitch. It's a let up high, and it's 1-1. In the American League, at the end of seven innings of play, the Cleveland Indians 3 and the Kansas City A's 1. Luis Tiant for Cleveland. Paul Lindblad started for Kansas City. Acre in the seventh inning. Right here, there is no score, and we're in the fifth. Milt Pappas with a 1-1 pitch, and it's swung on, lined into right field, and this one is dipping in there for a base hit. Leon Jones rounding first, on his way to second. Harper chases it to the corner. Leon rounds second, he's on his way to third. Harper's relay coming in, no play on Jones. He's standing at third with a triple to right. It's a leadoff triple for Leon Jones, the third hit for the Mets off Milt Pappas. And it brings up Ed Cranepool, who has been up one time and fouled out to third base. The Chicago Cubs shut out the Los Angeles Dodgers today, 4-0. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Atlanta Braves 8-6, so the Pirates are a game and a half out. In 13 innings, the San Francisco Giants beat Houston 9-5, getting 5 runs in the top half of the 13th. Right here, no score. Cincinnati now moves the left side of the infield up Darren Johnson and Leo Cardenas. They have Tommy Helms deep at second. And first baseman Lee May is halfway to the left-hand batter Cranepool. Playing on a ground ball. It's going through into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones comes on to score. Beta Pinson up with the ball. And after a wide turn, Cranepool goes back to first with a ground single to center, a run batted in. It was a ground ball past Leo Cardenas, who was pulled in. Had he been at normal depth, he would have been able to make a play on the ball, but it goes as a base hit, a run batted in. The Mets won, and the Reds nothing. Hawk Taylor's up. Nobody out for the Mets, batting here in the top half of the fifth inning. Cranepool takes his lead at first with Lee May holding against the runner. Here's Milt Pappas with a curveball swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Danny Napoleon is waiting on deck. Dan Pappas reads the sign of catcher Don Pavletic. Here's the pitch. That's ball in there for a called strike. Two strikes to Hawk Taylor, who's been up one time and flied out to right field. Mets now have a total of 4 hits off Mill Pappas. Rainbow leads at first base off the stretch now. Pappas with the pitch. Missed outside. It's 1-2. Bill Williams, the umpire behind the plate. Frank does land at first. Tom Gorman at second. Lee Wire at third. Now, this will be a 1-2 delivery. Swung on and missed. So, Mill Pappas gets his fifth strikeout as he gets Hawk Taylor swinging. We think a lot of Rheingold drinkers are going to be happy with our new Chug-A-Mug package of 6 12-ounce mugs now selling at your local store. No opener needed. You just pull that tab and drink that Rheingold extra dry right from the mug. 1 away, runner at first. Danny Napoleon's up. He's been up one time and had a base hit. Right-hand batter. Swing and a ground ball chopped off foul down the third baseline. Whitey Herzog comes off the line to retrieve the foul ball. On the play, disputed in the bottom half of the third inning with Mill Pappas up, a runner at first, and he bunted the ball into a double play. Bill Williams at the plate had called interference on Pappas, interfering with Hawk Taylor, so the Mets had an option. They could take the one out or they could take the play. Naturally, they took the option of the double play. Here is a swing and a miss. 2 strike count to Napoleon. Had Pappas delivered a base hit, the Mets could have taken the option of the interference call at the play, nullified the base hit, and taken the one out. Since he bunted into the double play, they took that option. The Mets are leading here by a score of 1-0. Rainbow leads at first base, and here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled out. Count holds at 2 strikes to Danny Napoleon, batting number 8 in the Mets batting order. A comfortable night in Cincinnati, Ohio. For the Mets' last night road game of the season.
There's a high pop to the right side in foul territory. Lee May is there waiting, and he makes the catch. Holding at first is Strainful, 2 away, and Bob Shaw is the batter. Danny Napoleon fouling out to first. Shaw has been up one time, and he bunted a third strike foul, charged with a strikeout.
Now Pappas bends from the waist before looking in to get the sign, just taking a little breather. Lee May playing off the bag and behind the runner, ready to shift back into position on the pitch. Here's a swing and a looper into right field, and could be coming on is Harper, and he makes the catch on the run. Harper using his speed to good advantage to get in to take the blooper off the batter, Bob Shaw. The side is out, but the Mets got a run. On 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left, and the score at the end of 4.5 innings is the Mets 1 and the Reds nothing.
This is WGY News. This is the sound that means news. Up to the minute, concise, and complete. From the facilities of NBC, Associated Press, United Press International, the United States Weather Bureau, a staff of stringers throughout a 26-county area, and the newsroom staff of experienced newspeople, WGY keeps you informed of the latest happenings. More than 20 times a day in regularly scheduled newscasts from 6 in the morning to midnight, WGY brings you the latest news from around the world, around the area, and across the street. And when something newsworthy happens, you get it in bulletin form when it happens. All this, plus specialized programs on farm news, sports, weather, and business, make WGY's news department your best information center for what's going on in the world today.
Cincinnati Reds are coming up in the bottom half of the fifth inning to face Bob Shaw, and it is Lee May, who's been up one time and lined out to left field. Shaw's pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on and missed for strike one. Bob Shaw, overall, with the Giants and Mets, has a record this year of 11 wins and 13 losses. Since coming to the New York Mets, Shaw has won 10 games and lost 9. Strike one delivery to May, sidearm, and it misses high and away, so it's 1-1. We'll be on the air tomorrow afternoon with radio and television coverage of the doubleheader on the air at 1:55 p.m. New York time. And the Mets will be coming home to Shea Stadium Tuesday night against the Cubs. Here's a letter pick, and it's low. 2-1 to Lee May. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Pitch misses outside. So the count runs full now to Lee May, leading off for the Reds here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Mets leading in the ballgame by a score of 1-0. And here's the payoff pitch. It's in there for a call strike, a check swing. Billy Williams says strike three, and it is Bob Shaw's first strike out of the night. That'll bring up Art Shamsky. Starting today, the New York Mets were four games back of the eighth place Houston Astros, and the Houston Astros were defeated by the Giants. So starting the ninth play, the Mets are 3.5 games back of the Houston Astros. Billy Williams inspects the baseball and leaves it in play, tossing it back out to Bob Shaw. The pitch to the left-hand batter. Breaking ball outside for ball one. Shaw takes a look around now before working again to Shamsky. Now turns to Pirin and get a sign from Hawks Taylor. A 1-0 delivery. Swung on and line into right field. A base hit for Shamsky. Loop low up of the ball, plays it by Shamsky. Turns and holds it first with a singular right. That's the third hit for the Reds off Bob Shaw. John Pavletic's the batter. He's been up one time, and he grounded out third to first. The National League pennant race is far from over, with the Dodgers holding a game-and-a-half lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates at this juncture. You recall in 1964, the Phillies appeared to have it won. Then it appeared briefly as though the Reds would win it. The Cardinals did. Here's a swing and a foul ball with a runner going. It's out of play. Strike one. The Pavletic with Shamsky moving on the first pitch. There's one man out. 1964, the Cardinals won it on the last day of the season. The New York Mets had delays. the clincher for the Cardinals by taking two games. And the next to the last day of the season, it was 15-5, and on the Friday night, it was 1-0. Here's a pitch low, 1-1. Rainfield is holding against runner Art Chansky at first base. Now Bob short of the Rosin bag. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, Ohio. Runner goes. 1-1 pitch swung on this. Taylor throw to Harrison, and he's out at second base. Art Chansky goes 2-6 if you're scoring. They played hit and run. Cervetti swung and missed at the plate, and Taylor threw out Chansky at second with Harrison putting the tag on. With two men out and nobody on, the count to Pavletic is 1-2. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Low for a ball. At the Astrodome in Houston, Texas, they have an electronic cheerleader. The scoreboard prompts the audience. Here at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, it's the organist who incites the fans to the cry of charge. Apparently, he's tossing it in most anyway. They must be practicing for next season. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And it's breaking ball in there for a called strike three. Second strikeout for Bob Shaw. He got two in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and none left. And the score at the end of five full innings is the Mets 1 and the Reds nothing. From tomorrow, Sunday afternoon, October 2nd, will mark the closing day of the 1966 Major League Baseball season. The Houston Astros will be in New York to play the Mets at Shea Stadium. And appropriately, the Mets have designated Sunday, October 2nd, as Fan Appreciation Day. It's been a great season with fans turning out in record numbers. And the Mets management wants to show its appreciation, so the youngsters coming to the ballpark on Sunday, October 2nd, 16 years of age and under, will receive a replica of the Mets batting helmet. It's in Mets blue with foam rubber padding inside. And every fan who shows up at the ballpark will receive a surprise gift of some kind. So that's on Sunday, October 2nd, Fan Appreciation Day at Shea Stadium in New York. Right here at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, five inning totals for the Mets. One run on four hits and no errors. For the Cincinnati Reds, no runs, three hits, and no errors. Scheduled up for the Mets in this inning, top of the batting order. Bud Harrelson, Chuck Hiller, and Ron Hunt to face Mel Pappas, who came over to Cincinnati from the Baltimore Orioles in the Frank Robinson deal. The Reds felt that in the previous season it was their pitching that had let them down. So in order to bolster the pitching, they gave up Frank Robinson, who promptly became the leader of the Baltimore Orioles and led them to their first American League pennant ever. Jack Balchin and Dick Simpson came with Neil Pappas in that deal. Now Harrelson's up, switch hitter, batting left. He has struck out and grounded out third to first so far. We go to the top half of the sixth inning. The pitch to the Mets shortstop. He zipped in there for a called strike one. Darren Johnson at third had moved well in on the grass against the bunt possibility with Harrelson up there. Pitch is high and tight. It's 1-1. The Mets have had Harrelson in there steadily of late. The hope that he can gain enough experience to learn to slap that ball around and use his speed. A hit for an average because he can use the speed as a base runner. He can feel the position. He has a strong arm. Here's a 1-1 delivery. Inside. 2-1. Of course, the prime example in the major leagues of a man who learned to do that was Maury Wills. The most recent example is Don Kessinger, the shortstop of the Chicago Cubs. who began switch hitting in May and has a season batting average now above 300 for the season. Here's a pitch inside, off the glove of Pavletic, and it's rolling on back. 3-1 to Harrelson. Cincinnati shades the defense toward left, playing Harrelson to slap the ball to the opposite field. Here's a 3-1 pitch. It's high, and Harrelson draws a walk. It's a leadoff walk. It's the first one issued by Mill Pappas in the ballgame. Here's a Mets runner with nobody out and Chuck Hiller coming up. He's been up twice, struck out twice. Hiller's batting average for the season right now is at .297. He had two hits in last night's game. He has been above the 300 mark for most of the season. That pitch is high and away. Ball one to Chuck Hiller, playing third base and batting number two in the Met order. Jack Fisher and Rob Gardner scheduled to go on the mound tomorrow for the Mets. Sammy Ellis and Jim O'Toole for the Cincinnati Reds. Pitch for the runner going. Swung on and fouled off to the left side, out of play. The Mets play hit and run. It'll bring Harrelson back to the bag at first. Managers like to play hit and run with a man like Harrelson because even if the batter gets no wood on the ball, he might steal it anyway. 1-1 to count to Hiller. Pitch is low for a ball. Harrelson bluffs to start at first. It's 2-1. Harrelson has stolen 7 bases in 7 attempts. Throw to first. It's not in time. Now Pappas off the stretch, checks the runner. He's going. Here's a swing and a looper into right field. And coming on is Harper. He makes the catch on the run. Now Harrelson hustling back to first base. Harper uses that speed to good advantage in right field. He got in to make the catch. The Mets playing hit and run once again. One away. Ron Hutt coming up. There's action now in the Cincinnati bullpen. Left-hander Ted Davidson is up and throwing. Ron Hutt is 1-for-2 in the ballgame tonight. For the season, Hunt is hitting .283. The Mets are leading in this game 1-0. Now Pappas checks the runner, deals the pitch to the right-hand batter, and it's in there for a call strike. It looked for a brief moment as though that looper off the bat of Hiller might fall in there, and if it had, Harrelson has been a lead pipe fence to pull up safely at third. Already he was at second, just sort of holding up to protect himself. Now the pitch to Hunt, and it's low. 1-1. Following the game tonight, the Mets have 7 to play. 2 on the road. Tomorrow's doubleheader here at Cincinnati. And 5 at home at Shea Stadium. 2 against the Chicago Cubs. 3 against the Houston Astros. Runner goes, and here's a swing and a miss. He slides in, and he is out. Cardenas puts the tag on Harrelson as Hunt threw his bat at the outside pitch in an effort to protect the runner. Harrelson has been thrown out fielding for the first time this year. He's 7-for-8 now. Stolen base department. 2 away for the Mets. Nobody on. 1-2 the count to Hunt. Hunt threw the bat up the first baseline. An effort to get a little wood on the ball to protect the runner on the outside pitch. It was not a pitch out. Here's a swing and a ground ball. That is backhanded off the glove of Jaron Johnson and on out into left field. And Hunt turns and holds it first with a base hit. His second of the night. Jansky returns the ball to the infield. Jaron Johnson tried to backhand the ball. It was just off his glove. He floated up a little and continued onto the outfield grass. The official score says base hit. Now, Luke Lowe is up for the Mets. The New York Mets won. The Cincinnati Reds nothing. The Mets batting in the top half of the sixth inning. There's a swing and a high pop to left field, and Chamsky is coming in. Cardenas is going out, and Chamsky one-hands the ball as Cardenas fielded off at the last moment. Side is out. No runs, a hit, and a walk, no errors, and one left. And the score at the end of five and a half innings is the Mets one, and the Reds nothing.
We all love our country. It's the most beautiful country in the world. Let's prove how much we love it. Let's keep America beautiful. Doesn't it make you fighting mad to see thoughtless, careless people spreading trash and litter all over our streets and roads and highways and waterways? Doesn't it make your blood boil when people scatter rubbish all over our parks and woodlands and beaches? You bet it does. So always carry a litter bag in car or boat. When you have trash to get rid of, don't throw it away. Stow it away. Hold everything for the proper receptacle. Our roads and streets and parks and waterways belong to all of us. Litter is an eyesore, interferes with outdoor fun. It's a threat to health and highway safety. Costs tax dollars, too. Every litter bit hurts you. We have the most beautiful country in the world. Let's keep it that way. Let's all work together to keep America beautiful.
The Cincinnati Reds are coming up in the bottom half of the sixth inning with the number eight man in the order, Leo Cardenas, to lead off. He's been up one time and he's singled to right field. Bob Shaw started. He's been in all the way for the Mets. Bob Shaw has pitched to the right-hand batter. A breaking ball swung on and fouled out to the right side and out of play. Strike one. Bill Pappas kneeling in the on-deck circle with the jacket on. Joe Nussdall is up and throwing in the bullpen now for the Cincinnati Reds. Joe Nussdall, who appeared in a major league game when he was 15 years of age. He didn't come back for eight more years. Now the pitch. It deep to left field. It's way back there. Going, going, and this one is in the screen for a home run for Leo Cardenas. Number 20 for Cardenas. And the score is tied. The Reds won, the Mets won.